Hey everybody, this is Mike Murphy, news director for GamerNode.com. I am recording a new intro for my interview with Seth Olszewski from 2K Games Darkness 2, because the beginning lost out when I was recording and transcoding everything over. So, here you go. I'm just giving you an introduction right now, and let's get to the interview.
From here with Seth
Olszewski.
Sorry, it's a tough one. And he's a producer at 2K Games. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Sam, we're here for The Darkness 2. For anybody who doesn't know exactly about The Darkness 2, could you give a little bit of an overview to start off?
Sure, yeah. The Darkness 2 obviously is a sequel to the original Darkness. And in the original Darkness, you play as Jackie Estacado, who's sort of a... He starts out as sort of a grunt for the Mafia. And then over time, he turns 21, he unleashes the powers of the Darkness, which is this ancient, chaotic entity that allows him to regenerate in the dark, that he can use demon arms to slash people up, and it sort of adds a sort of demonic Cthulhu element to the standard shooter game. And by the end of the first Darkness game, Jackie has now become the Don of the Mafia, and he has complete control over the Darkness. 2 years later, with the start of Darkness 2, Jackie has actually bottled up the Darkness, because really pushy, controlling evil entity, and he doesn't need it running around all the time, especially since he's the Don now. He doesn't really need any additional firepower. But at the beginning of the, as you just played in the demo, he's just walking into an Italian restaurant, wants to have a really nice, friendly dinner with some twin strippers, and just enjoy his evening when one of them just gets sniped, a shot right through the back of her head and out the eyeball. Her brains fall on the table. Someone drives a van into the restaurant, explodes everything, kills the other twin, and blows up his leg. And then he fights his way out of the restaurant. His friend Vinny is helping, pulling him along while you're shooting all the enemies playing as Jackie. And he has to summon the Darkness back in order to regenerate his leg, and also in order to get revenge on all of the people who just tried to kill him.
People who tried to kill them, that's the cult that Jackie eventually gets captured by, right? Or is that another family? It's a cult?
Yeah.
And can you explain a little bit about that Darkness cult? That I believe the story is that they want to take the Darkness from Jackie to control themselves and use themselves. Can you explain a little bit about them, their history, what their motives are, and who their leader is?
Yeah, the Brotherhood is... They're an ancient organization that was founded by a saint in order to protect the world from the Darkness. So they found Saint Elias, who founded the Brotherhood, figured out a way that he could bottle up the Darkness using some artifacts and some relics, and they started as a really good organization trying to make the world a better place. But the Darkness corrupts, and it ultimately corrupted them. So now the organization, over 1,000 years later, they just want to possess the Darkness. They want to contain all the dark essence that they can, and the best source of dark essence is obviously the demonic entity itself. So they're going after Jackie Estacado, trying to pull the Darkness out of him. In the demo that you see here, the siphon is the object that they're using to try to pull the dark essence out of Jackie. And they've nailed him to a cross using railroad spikes and are just trying to suck the Darkness away. And that group is dangerous, both because they're trying to get the Darkness out of Jackie, but also they know how it works. So they know how to fight him. They know how to combat the Darkness. They've built armor that they wear, which is something that protects them from the attacks of the Darkness. They know that the best thing that they can do, low-tech-wise, is start using flashbangs, because all of that bright light will disable the Darkness and really hurt Jackie. So they engage in a lot of light-dark combat against Jackie and against you as a player. And they find ways to get around the fact that Jackie is such an overpowered, incredible human.
You mentioned the demon arms earlier on. That's one of the cornerstones, the defining mechanics, you could say, for the game, is the quad wielding with the guns and the demon arms. Can you explain a little bit about how much of a designing challenge that must have been to be able to put four different things at the player's fingertips and be able to make it easy for them to access and control?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be... dual wielding is kind of a challenge already.
Uh-huh.
quad wielding, we knew would be some shit to figure out. So really early on, we started working with it. We were actually inspired by, there's a cinematic sequence at the end of The First Darkness where the demon arms just, they get pissed and Jackie becomes overpowered and the demon arms are like reaching out and fighting off people's heads and cutting people in half. And it was so awesome from the first game. And you're like, wait, hey, if you could like bite somebody's head off, why didn't you do it in the last level? And that would have been super helpful.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we were inspired to take that cinematic sequence and make it fully under the player's control, start to finish. So you, as Jackie, have the power to control those demon arms using the controller, obviously. So the right demon arm is a slashing demon arm. It is we're using 360 here for this show, even though we're PS3, 360, and PC. But on the 360, if you hold down the right bumper, you can use the right analog stick to slash in any direction you want. You can slash up, you can slash a leg off, you can slash a head off. The left demon arm is with the left bumper, obviously, and it's a grabbing demon arm. You can pick up a dude and throw him. You can pick up a part of a dude that you've slashed off and throw it at his friend. You can pick up a parking meter and skewer somebody through the face. You can pick up a car door and use it as a shield, or a dumpster lid and use it as a shield. And then when you're done with the shield, you can throw it at the enemy like a frisbee, and then you can slice them in half. Like, those two weapons are already really, really powerful. When you combine that with the two guns, you become a badass from absolutely the beginning of the game.
Things with the left demon arm, you can grab enemies, and when they're weak, you can finish them off with finishing moves. But I also saw, and I can't remember if it was in the last version that I played back at PAX, but I know in this version of the demo, you had more options than just a Q. I believe there was an ammo symbol, there was a shield symbol, and I can't remember what the Y was. Does that mean they're going to be, later on in the game, there are going to be multiple options for you to do with people once you pick them up? And what can you talk about what those options are going to be?
Yeah, we've got a full-on progression system. So what you were playing there was Jackie with one talent of the 40 that are available to him. That one, actually, no, two, because you got Black Hole as well.
Okay.
So the one talent was health executions. So that is a set of three different executions depending upon where you grab the guy. If you grab him by his chest, you'll do the anaconda where you wrap the demon arms around him and then another demon arm shoves right through his chest, kind of chest burster alien style. Or if you grab him by their foot, you will grab the other foot with the other demon arm, pull the enemy apart, splitting him, you know, crotch to skull, the wishbone. Which, by the way, wishbone works as a great name in the U.S., but when you go over to Europe, they don't have Thanksgiving, so they don't think it's funny. They don't understand what a wishbone is. They still like the execution. But so that is sort of a first tier of demon arm executions. But if you buy the next talent, which would be hitman executions, then you have another button that you can press. While you have an enemy lifted up, you can press, I think it's X, and then you'll perform a different set of animations, and instead of getting health back, you'll get ammo back. You'll use the power of the darkness to regenerate some of your ammo. You can also get demonic execution, which give you invulnerability for a short period of time. What's our fourth one? Reduces the cooldown on all of your activated powers. So we have activated powers you can buy through the progression system, like gun channeling. Gun channeling replaces your bullets with the power of the darkness. So, A, they do damage. B, you don't have to reload. So if you have automatic weapons, that actually becomes really cool, because you got dual Uzis. It's just like, hold down the triggers, and you feel like a complete badass. You're like, it was an Uzi, but now it's a Gatling gun. You all die! That is a power that's on a cooldown. So if you gun channel, and then you pick up somebody, and then you do an execution which reduces your cooldowns, you can just gun again. And, it makes it so that you can kind of, it's like player expression. We want the player to be able to do whatever he wants. If he really likes demon arms and demon arm executions, we've got a ton of those. If he really likes guns, we've got a lot of ways you can augment them. If you like slashing dudes, there's a ton of ways your slashing can become more powerful, more interesting, and more helpful. So the talent tree is actually really rich, and we're excited to be able to let people kind of augment whatever part of quad wielding they think is the coolest.
It's awesome. That kind of variety, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, they're all on the table to talk about right now, but there's just so many, it's kind of hard to know
hard to
which way to go.
Yeah.
But I remember what they all are. I don't remember all the names for them right offhand. But, I mean, there's so many different branches. There's a hitman branch, which augments your guns. There's a branch that augments kind of the things you can do with demon arms. Like, you can do demonic lift. You slash somebody up before you buy demonic lift, and they'll fly up into the air, and then they'll land on the ground. You slash somebody upwards after you buy demonic lift, they'll fly up in the air, and they'll kind of float there helplessly for a minute, not be able to shoot you, and be completely, like,
vulnerable,
no ability to vulnerable, totally. And then they'll all get into the ground. So, you know, while they're floating there, you can grab them and execute them, or you can just shoot them in the face, or you can use the slash and demon arm to kind of cut different parts off of them, because they can't do anything, they just float in there.
You can even grab something and just throw it at him while he's up there,
totally.
Too, right?
Or you can you cut him in half and then grab half of him and throw it at his buddy. you know, all options available to you.
So that's amazing. Yeah. You guys, for your story scenes, you tend to use more the first person telling with the in-game engine and everything, instead of like actual like storyline CG cutscenes. Can you explain like why you guys decided to make that kind of development decision?
Well, when you our feeling was that when you do a cutscene, you're not actually playing the game; you're watching the game. And we think that you experience a game best when you're doing it. I mean, that's the right storytelling for a game, is by telling a story, by doing the story, by playing the story, by being an active part of it. And, you know, cutscenes just don't help that narrative goal. So with that as our narrative goal, like from the outset, from the get-go, we said strictly first person. You are Jackie. You're never watching Jackie be somebody else. You are Jackie. So you are Jackie being nailed to a cross with railroad spikes. You are Jackie dining twins. You are Jackie, you know, slicing a guy in half. That way you really feel like you're part of the story and you're making the story go, which gives you more of a connection to the player. Like, it was a very conscious design decision. It was a very early design decision. And it was one that was in service of story. It was the way that we wanted to tell this story, was that Jackie is a badass and you are Jackie, thus you are the badass here running this.
It's cool. I like that. Last question. The Darkness is based off of an actual graphic novel comic book.
Yep.
I want to know, for those who haven't read it, including a portion of myself, how closely tied or loosely tied to the actual graphic novel itself is The Darkness and The Darkness 2?
So we took the thing that we did to try to be close to The Darkness universe was the right people. So Paul Jenkins wrote about, I think it's 30 or 60 of the graphic novels, like a 30% of the comic books, like a lot of the comic books. Like, there have been 300 of them since 95, and he wrote like, what, 10, 20%? Huge chunk of that. Paul Jenkins wrote the first Darkness game, and Paul Jenkins wrote the second Darkness game. So he's like our key to the Darkness universe. He knows what the Darkness is, how the Darkness works, what the right tone is, who the characters are, and that was sort of his responsibility to own that integration. At the same time, what we want to be strictest to is the narrative from the first game. That's the thing that we're not trying to redefine or undo. Like, everything that happened in the first game still happened in the fiction of the second game. You know, your girlfriend got shot right in front of you in the first... Oh, you should put a spoiler tag in that. But your girlfriend gets shot, like, right in front of you in the first game, and then you're incredibly pissed at the people who shot her. She's still dead. Like, she's still been shot, and you're going after her in the second game. You know, a lot of the characters that people fell in love with in the first game are still back. Like, they're back to interact with them again in the second. Like, that narrative flow is the thing that we really stuck with religiously. But the world of the Darkness itself from the comics, we're not trying to get too literal about those. We're trying to get literal about the feel of that world. So... That was sort of the goal. Like, you want to tell a different story in a comic book than you tell in a video game. Like, you want to have a different enemy in a comic book than you have in a video game. In a comic book, you can have an enemy who will, you know, manipulate Jackie's mind and find ways to, like, try to take down his organization and interesting things. So Jackie has to go figure out who this person is. Not so interesting in a game.
No.
In a game, you want people who are like, want to take down Jackie physically and have powers that are interesting to combat against in a first-person shooter. So you have to create stuff that is a good story for a game. And that's kind of what we aimed on for this.
That's great. Seth, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking forward to The Darkness when it comes out next year for the Xbox, PlayStation 3, and PC.
Yep, right? February 7th.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.